I had a very strange day today, Mark Harmon. I was, you know, I was a judge of elections yesterday, which meant I got up. I only got about an hour and a half of sleep between Monday and Tuesday. Got up and went to serve at my polling place, and then I came here, did the show, and my heart was still pumping after we talked to Lori Lightfoot, as you mentioned, Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot. And so I was still awake at about 7:30 this morning because I wanted to tell my husband. I was like, I just talked to Lori Lightfoot, and so I went to bed around 8 o'clock this morning, and then at 9:15 my phone rings, and there's our very good friend, contributor to the show from Verizon. It was Andy Choi, who said, hey, you know, you've been talking about using 5G. What do you think about coming down to the store? We want to, you know, show you how it works. And the next thing I know, I am the first person in the world to be a 5G user. Is that an accurate way to put it?
Yeah, that is not hyperbole.
Wow.
Patty in the world.
First customer in the world using 5G.
Yeah,
Verizon 5G Ultra Wideband. Yeah,
Carm's trying to wrap his mind, because obviously engineers and all the people who are testing it and the people who work for Verizon have been testing it and working on it. I am the first, customer, layperson. I don't know how you would put it.
Yeah, so I mean, Verizon is touting this as the first commercial mobile 5G. It launched in Chicago and Minneapolis today. Patty is literally the first customer.
Is Patty's life going to change?
It is super cool.
I think it's changing as we speak.
Interesting.
And you know, I mean, it's the only way we could follow up the Lightfoot exclusive. So
it was. I was the first person to interview Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot, and then I became the first person to use 5G. Whoa! Who slapped me?
What that was.
Apparently, I just got in trouble for being the first of having so much fun.
Well,
yes,
this comes in threes. So tomorrow,
yes, what happens tomorrow?
Who knows?
I know it's all going to be a mystery. I'll be here doing the Mincing Rascals. So if anyone wants to send something cool, yeah. So this happened today. You can go to my Twitter feed at Patty Vasquez CHI. You'll see a picture of me and Andy. It's the very first tweet ever from on a 5G. From a Twitter
5G
account.
Network, yeah.
Any Twitter account ever.
So that means everything's faster and more crisp and all that.
Yes.
It was
stuff. Yeah. So if you're downloading an HD movie, you know, it takes a little time on the 5G network. A full length movie takes a couple seconds, if that.
Couple seconds.
Yeah. And they were showing me like how much faster it will even be than my Wi-Fi at home. Mm-hmm. Right. So how can I use it as my Wi-Fi at home? But that seems, there's too much data.
Well, you can use it as you can turn it into a Wi-Fi hotspot. I mean, we also have 5G Home, which is the broadband in Indianapolis right now, which is also starting to kind of, make its way around the country.
Are the robots taking over? Are we going to be out of work?
I'll say this about robots.
Is it going to be something way too rah-rah robots? Because I'm not a fan of that.
Well,
but go ahead.
With the 5G technology, the robots can do more for us. I mean, we're talking, and Patty got to speak with our president of Consumer Group, Verizon Consumer Group, Ronan Dunn, who kind of talked about sort of the next step in all this.
Even with surgery, he was talking about how much more precise, and a friend of his died from a rare form of brain tumor, and they are using the technology and raising money in order to be able someday use 5G to extend someone's life, maybe perhaps not save their lives because it's the type that's is incurable. But maybe give someone 6 more months or 8 more months because of the precision they'll be able to use with 5G.
Wow.
It's the information that moves through the network. So it moves fast, and you're moving a lot of data, at one time. So
now in Chicago, it launched today only in Chicago and Minneapolis. I was the first, I'm going to say it again, the first person to use 5G in the world. And I am the champ. I should have a song like,
We are the champion.
Yes, I think that works. It's Queen, right? Have you heard this segment, Patty's appalling lack of musical knowledge?
I have not.
Oh,
have
you witnessed it?
I've heard you not know things in the musical land before. I wouldn't have said it. I wouldn't see you.
It's appalling. No, it's appalling.
It's that bad.
It's really bad. I'll talk about it later. But it's appalling. Let's just someday you and I will talk more. But it's bad. Just Chicago and Minneapolis, and only limited areas right now. So in order to use my 5G phone right now, my Moto 3, I would have to go to the area near the Verizon store.
So the Verizon store is one of them. And then we've got a couple of big landmarks here. So Millennium Park, the Art Institute, Willis Tower, Chicago Theater, places in the West Loop, Gold Coast. You've got a couple, you know, and it continues to grow. So the network is starting to expand. And so it's the march towards everyone's going to 5G. So
okay, so a listener just asked, because you did wake me up at 9. It was 9:19 when you called. And I lied to Andy, by the way.
I said, all right, did I wake you up?
No, no, I'm on my way. Honestly, I don't know why this was my go-to. An hour and a half? 3 hours over 2 days, so 48 hours. I got 3 hours of sleep. For some reason, my go to reaction was like, "No, I'm on my way to a meeting."
you didn't want to admit you were sleeping. Own who you are, Patty.
I know what you do. I know. And I knew it was election night.
Right. It was. So a listener says, from the 773, says, what you are saying is you had half hour sleep that went to Verizon. That's how jacked I was when you asked me. I was so excited. I was like, well, I got out of bed and my husband said, I'm supposed to wake you up at 3 p.m. Why are you up right now?
I kind of went into like my game show voice. You know, how would you like to be
he did.
The world's first?
How do you turn that down?
You don't.
And honestly, in my head, I heard, hey, come try this phone out. But then he said the 5G, and I thought, that's cool. I didn't hear the world. When I got there, and there were all these cameras, I had no idea what I was walking into. Because I was like, yeah, I'll go try some 5G. And they're like, no, you're the first person in the world. Camera crews, there was...
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Camera crews.
Yes. Yeah. Where does that go?
Verizon leadership. I mean, you know, we had local media, national media, as well as our own internal media, and we get to share with our employees... sort of all the fun, and that's kind of where it goes. So there's all kinds of video and pictures of Patty's championship run on 5G.
That was amazing. It was really fun. So I want to thank everyone, and I told all the folks that work at that Verizon store the
Magmile store that's 840 North Michigan Avenue.
They are so helpful. I started using Verizon 2 years ago. I was on Sprint, and I've never been someone who thought, well, I need to. I was on Sprint since 1999. That's that long ago. I'd never changed.
Good commitment.
But the difference has been, and this, I know this is going to sound, I don't get anything from, you know, out of this. They are so helpful, and they were so patient at the Magmile store when we changed over from our carrier. But all of the customer relations have, like, you're going to have issues, whatever your cell phone is, you have questions, but they're always really cool. And I guess it does help to have Andy Choi as my friend, and I'll call him and Steve Van Dinter, and I'm like, I have a question. But they're all like Andy. That's the weird thing. Everyone is like
they're
Andy.
They're better than me. No, they're much better than me.
No, I have to read this real quick because Andy was hanging out before the show in our incredible PPG Paints green room, and I want to remind everybody that professional painting contractors know the importance of choosing a paint company with quality products and expert service. That's why the best painters in Chicagoland go with PPG Paints. Their high-performance paints allow you to get more out of every project, more coverage, and more savings. PPG Paints offers same-day deliveries from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. to accommodate all your painting needs. Visit ppgpaints.com to find a store near you and ask a store associate about helping you be happy on your next project. PPG Paints, the official paint of the NHL. Let's take a quick break here, see if our friend Mark Harmon, our friend and my, you know, one of the really great hosts on WGN Radio, not just sports, by the way.
God bless you, Patty.
You do such a great job. I always love listening to you and Harry telling some wonderful stories a few weeks ago, but I don't know if we'll have a chance, but I was really touched by his talking about his experience as a recovering alcoholic. I thought it was incredible. And it's hard to be that vulnerable on the air. If anyone has a chance, maybe you can look for it on our podcasts at WGN Radio.
Absolutely.
Thank you. More in a moment on 720 WGN.